if you want an analogy for the analogy, it's about removing the for sale sign. If you get what I'm saying, because you know when everything is up for debate, then everything becomes a negotiation, and that is what causes the tension. Negotiation causes the tension. Welcome to This Is Us podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hansen, and my wife and I have the honor of serving alongside an amazing team as lead pastors of Hillsong Church in Denmark and Malmö. This podcast is a collection of short episodes regarding life, leadership, and culture. If you haven't done so already, please click follow and subscribe. And as always, if you find this to be valuable, feel free to share it with others. All right, welcome to This Is Us podcast. We are who we are. We are in the middle of our First Things First series. And we're just asking in the start of 2022, how can we give the areas that matter the most our absolute best? And we give them our best by thinking of it first. So we're talking about the areas of family, faith, our finances, and also our health. And today we're going to talk about finances. Finances. Now, I'm no financial expert. Let me just disclaim that from the start. I just want to give some overall ideas about putting first things first principle in the area of our finances. But I do think the finances is one of those areas that serves the best in terms of being a great analogy and example of how this principle operates. Because we've said that in order to give something your best, you have to think about it first. And that is 100% true when it comes to finances. Because with finances, people will often make it about whether or not we can afford something. And while there is some element of truth to that, really, the greater truth is not about whether you can afford it or not. It's whether you will prioritize it or not. Because if you will prioritize something, you will budget for it. If you have a goal in mind, whatever that goal is, you will make sure that you make accommodations for that. And that counts in business, that counts in churches, it counts in leadership, it counts in our own personal lives. That if there's something that we want to do, you got to prioritize. And you've got to make that a priority in your life. I know as the pastor of a local church, our general manager, Simon, you know, he will sometimes come to me and say, because I'll ask, you know, have all these ideas, or our team will have all these ideas, and like, can we do this, can we do that? And, you know, I will sit with the budget together with Simon, and Simon will say to me, well, we can do this or we can do that, but we cannot do both. So the question comes down to what will we prioritize as a church? And I think it's the same for us as individuals. It's not about I can't afford both. No, it's just making a priority. Which one is something that we see as a priority in our lives right now? And really, I think it's about, if you want an analogy for the analogy, it's about removing the for sale sign, if you get what I'm saying. Because, you know, when everything is up for debate, then everything becomes a negotiation. And that is what causes the tension. Negotiation causes the tension. And if you can remove the negotiations, you remove the tension. But in our mind, we still keep the for sale sign on. We still say, yeah, but maybe we can still do that. And maybe we can still do that. Rather than just clear cut saying, okay, if we're going to go on this holiday like that at this time, we cannot do these five things in the month of February. Now, if we are still thinking in our head, maybe we can still do that, all you're doing is setting yourself up for having a February full of tension. Instead of just saying, you know what, we're removing the for sale signs of all these things. They're no longer for sale. They're no longer an option. They're off the table because we have prioritized this. It's not that we can't afford that, it's that we've prioritized that. And I think if you can, in your head, married couples, I mean, this is so important because finances and the financial tension and the tension around finances is in the top two of reasons for divorce. And so it is something that we got to get clear between us that if we can remove some of the options and set the priorities right, you will budget for it and remove the for sale sign. And it comes down to winning the personal game of want versus need. Want versus need. You know the game. I want this. Yeah, but we need this. It's like, yeah, but I really want to buy that. Yeah, but there is a bill coming up next month and we really need to be able to pay that. So it doesn't matter how much I want this. I know this bill is coming up. That's what a budget helps you to do, is being able to see what you need instead of just what you want. And the other thing that I think that we've got to win, it's not only the want versus need game, but it's the comparison game. Man, comparison is such a killer. It's a killer in relationships. It's a killer in life. It's a killer in ministry. It's a killer of confidence, but it's also a killer of finances. In Australia, you'd say you try and keep up with the Joneses. And it basically means that you're constantly comparing yourself to the neighbor. They get a new car, you get a new car. They get a Rolex, you get a Rolex. They get this, you get that. You need this, you get that. They are walking around in Yeezys, you need Yeezys. They have this jacket, you need that jacket. They go on holiday there, you need to go somewhere better. You know, and it's this constant comparison game. And I just want to encourage you, prioritize according to who you are and where you are at. And if you can just hear me when I say this, listen to me. People, we are at different levels. We are in different seasons, and we all have different callings. If you can, like, it sounds so simple that it's going to pass most people by. But if you can catch those three things, it will free you up. We are all at different levels. There is no point comparing. I have friends, and, you know, when they talk about plans and things they want to do and, you know, things over holidays and whatever, and I know, like, I am not even going to be part of that conversation because we are at different levels. They are just so way beyond me. I'm not even going to go there because if I try and keep up, it will send me broke. The other thing is people are different seasons. If you're just starting out in your career, if you're still at university, but you're comparing yourself with your older brother or comparing yourself with your older sister or a friend that is 10 years into their career, that's not fair. You're in different seasons. Your season will come, but just do the right thing now. And thirdly, we all have different callings. And I think this is so important, especially if you feel called to ministry, if you feel called to do what we do, where so many of our years, 12 years of my life, spent volunteering, working in coffee shops. You know, and at the end of the day, this is not a job you do when you're in ministry for money. You do it because ultimately you're responding to God because you believe you're called to do this, and then you serve people. That's the reward. It's people and it's God. And so if you're sitting in a ministry sphere and you believe that's your calling, but you sit and compare yourself with people that are maybe called into becoming a lawyer or a CEO or whatever, that is really the money game. Man, you're setting yourself up for a fail because you're not comparing accordingly. And so remove the comparison game. The Apostle Paul, he says, those of you who compare yourselves amongst yourselves, you're not wise. Stop the comparison and prioritize accordingly. Prioritize according to your level, according to your season, and according to your calling. Otherwise, you end up doing what most people do, and that is spend what you don't have, to buy what you don't need, to impress people you don't even like. And so you end up sitting with all the stuff, but you can't pay the bills. You end up sitting with nice shoes, but your kids, they're asking for a new school bag and you can't afford it. But hey, you got nice shoes, so that's cool. So you gotta prioritize accordingly. So first things first, when it comes to finances, I believe really it's about budgeting according to your belief. Budget according to your beliefs. And I think there's two things about finances and I guess success in general that people have in life. And that is two things. Number one, people want a magic formula. We all think that there is a magic formula for everything just because we don't like hard work. Let's be honest. Like I'm preaching to myself here. We all want the magic. That is why people still buy lottery tickets, because we all want the quick fix. We want some kind, yeah, but what did they do? Oh, they worked for 20 years and they followed the budget and that's why they paid off their house. Yeah, I know you're saying that, but like, what did they really do? I mean, come on, there must be an inside track. And all of us have that one friend or maybe two friends that did manage to find the inside track, that did manage to do something, but they're like, there's a reason why really successful businesses that hit like $1 billion are called unicorns, because they're so rare. You know, there's just thousands of other stories where it didn't work out. I'm not saying don't believe for it. I'm not saying don't go for it. I'm not. If you have a unicorn idea, definitely go for it. That's amazing. But just realize that we all want the magic formula, but at the same time, there is a foundation of just being a good steward with your finances. And then the second thing that I think that often happens as well with finances and success in general is that we disagree with what works. Then when finally someone says, you know, this is how you do it, it's like, yeah, I just don't agree. It's like sitting down with a professional athlete asking, how do I do this? And they go, well, you know, you got to get up at this time and you got to run this much and you got to eat like this. And I just don't agree. And it's like, yeah, you know, I think he has got, you know, some chops to show for it. And so maybe just pull your head in and realize there might be some principles that work. There is no magic formula. We want to believe there is. But at the end of the day, I think all of us just want an excuse. I want an excuse. This is why I'm not there yet. This is why. When really we just got to make a decision to budget according to our beliefs. So what do you believe about finance? What do you believe? Well, we asked last week, what kind of person do you want to be this year? Well, what's the answer to that when it comes to finances? Do you want to be generous? Budget accordingly. You want to put God first? Budget accordingly. You want to have time with your family and a holiday? Well, you got to budget accordingly. So really simple when it comes to budgets. And again, we can sit and Google different budgets and different this, that, and the other. At the end of the day, it's just making sure that what goes out, doesn't exceed what goes in, what comes in. That's really, at the end of the day, that's as simple as it gets. And so in order for you to do this, you've got to realize, where does your money go? You've got to understand, where does your money flow? So when you're looking at your bank accounts and have all those numbers, you know, all those reds of money going out, where's it all going? Why is it going there? And does it need to go there? Do we need that still? Do we still need to pay that subscription? Do we still need that app that's sitting in the background paying some random subscription? It's like, you've used that app 3 times this year. Do you really need to pay 25 krona every single month for that? No, you don't. You know, so you look through what goes out and compare that to what comes in, and then allocate according to your priorities. So you got your amount that comes in, then allocate it. Allocate it according to your priorities. And I would encourage you to look at this annually. Like, look at an annual budget, because you got some bills that are coming annually. You know, if you own a house, you've got half-yearly bills of, you know, taxes and different things, quarterly, monthly, and weekly. You know, you've got some expenses, some annual goals, half-yearly goals, quarterly goals, monthly goals, and weekly goals. So whatever that works for you according to your belief, remember, you got to budget according to your belief. So for us, we start with the tithe. That's the first 10%. According to Malachi 3:10, we believe that if I tithe the first 10%, if I can trust God with the first 10% of my income, I can believe that the rest of my 90% will be blessed. And you know, the passage of scripture that we have kind of framed this whole first things first with is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And it says it like this. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and the next line hurts, and lean not on your own understanding. What do you mean, Thomas? Tithing 10%, that makes no sense. You don't understand. We live in Denmark. My tax is 50%, 60%, 70%, whatever. If I have to tithe, let's do it again. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, shun evil. This will bring health to your body, nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. So for us, we budget according to our belief, which means first, our first thing is we tithe. Then we look at our bills. And then we look at any debt that needs to be paid off, you know, mortgages, whatever. If you've got any private personal debt, making sure that goes out. Savings, if you have any ability to save, that's always a good thing. Entertainment, food, holidays, whatever it is, and then just make sure the total of that amount doesn't exceed the total of what comes in. But, you know, I believe that this is an area that God wants us to flourish in. It's an area, when it comes to finances, that has an incredible opportunity to be a blessing, but it also has an incredible opportunity to be a burden. And I think at the end of the day, it's about making sure we think of it first in order to give our best. First things first, also in the area of our finances. Thank you. Thank you for listening to This Is Us podcast. Whether you listen to them as an individual or as a team, we hope that they add value to you. Make sure to click follow or subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you for joining us. We are who we are. This is us.